We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Baseball Playoff Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the International Hyundai West Dallas Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen, and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
It is a final from L.A., and the results, once again, are not good. Welcome, everybody. It is the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim Allen, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid. And this one hurts. This one hurts, too. This one doesn't hurt as much as last night, but it still hurts.
It doesn't hurt as much as last night because we've had the time to digest it. If you've listened to this show long enough, you know. When we give the instant reaction, it's pretty much right after we turn the mute button on and do the show. This one settled in about 45 minutes to an hour ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just thought that, okay, this is reserved to the fact that it could very well be a loss. So in that regard, just bonus baseball, a little bonus chance. You hit the bonus spin, and maybe you can bounce back, get a couple of runs, put some pressure on those guys. They did a little bit to a degree in the ninth inning there.
That made it interesting.
Yeah, well, the tying run was on deck. I mean, if you want to look at it that way. So they did put a little bit of pressure on, but a tough one as we are sitting here live in the International Hyundai West Dallas NLCS Studios after a 5-2 Brewers loss. The Brewers now down 3-2 in this best of seven, but coming home. And that is home sweet home at its best. So be prepared, Brewers fans, on Friday night to just light up everybody. Just light it all up. Light it all up. Be as loud as you possibly can.
You're talking about this, you're talking about being loud, right?
I'm talking about being loud.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, just in terms of being loud.
Okay, okay.
You can get lit up if you want.
Loud, yeah, I guess, yeah.
I'm sure you guys will work things out.
Yeah, don't just light everything up, but let's be reserved and have some fun. This isn't Canada.
This is a little bit of a curveball here from Craig Counsell as you go back to the first inning when this thing started. Raise your hand if you thought maybe Miley was hurt, or did you immediately know that this was
they got me.
They Dan Jennings'd.
Yeah, they got me.
The Dodgers in this one.
They got me. I don't know. I'll raise my hand. They got me.
They did. It was brilliant.
1,000% thought he was injured. And how on earth does this happen?
Yeah. So it was woe is us.
Back to back days. Of course, this is going to happen to us.
It's always us.
Why does this always happen to good people?
You thought he got hurt. He didn't. This was the plan, and it worked.
Snow job.
Brilliantly. It did, guys. It worked. They didn't lose. They didn't win the game. I get it. But that move worked. Mm-hmm. There's been others in the last 24 hours that have not for Craig Counsell.
And more that we will get to.
Yes. And so Wade Miley was just, there was a snow screen. It was to set up Brandon Woodruff to go ahead and chew up some innings. It's pretty obvious he was going to face Bellinger to open up the game, and that was that. And that's what happened. He walks Bellinger, and then Brandon Woodruff. Hats off to this guy. Now he goes 5 1/3 innings and allows through 5 innings. Let's just stop right there.
Yeah, just cut it off.
Okay.
There. Five innings.
Cut it off at 5 innings, 1 run.
Man, 5 innings, 1 run out of Brandon Woodruff.
You're brilliant talking about move.
Couple of years ago, he was your minor league pitcher of the year and fulfilling the promise that you thought that he would have for so long. Five innings, a 1-run ball against Clayton Kershaw in LA.
Outstanding.
In the NLCS.
Outstanding. And then happened.
And then you just get greedy. It's like on Christmas morning when you think that you got everything, and then, no, I wanted one more gift.
I wanted another one. But you knew that you got enough. You knew you got enough.
You got everything on the list.
Everything you wanted, but you wanted one more, didn't you?
You had to have one more.
You wanted the one more, even if it were a gift card. underneath the tree.
One more gift.
You're scurrying around under there looking for that card. I know there's something here. I got everything I wanted.
It's not like the Red Ryder gun sitting in the back room. You already got that. That was the first five gifts.
Maybe there's some more BBs or something under there. So Craig Counsell sends Brandon Woodruff out there for the sixth inning, and I'm losing my mind. What more did you want out of Brandon Woodruff in this baseball game? This one, at least that move right there on Counsell. I'm not saying the loss was on Counsell because they put up two runs. They had, what, three, four, five hits. Is that right? Five hits in this game?
Oh, and I'll do you one better. At one point, they sat down 18 consecutive Brewers, did the Dodgers.
Okay, so
thrilling.
Let's not be so quick to anoint this damage on all with Craig Counsell. We do have to point at the offense as well. Mm-hmm. What happened to this offense? Guys, I know there's some pretty good talent the other side of that diamond over there. Dodgers, we're well aware of it. We've discussed it. We've talked about it. You guys have commented on it. They're a very good baseball team. They are. But, man, come on.
Yeah, we're going to do the turning point, brought to you by our boy Peter Radjanovic, gofcm.com. Okay. That's it.
It's the offense. You could say it's Machado
totally.
And raising a fuss yesterday and sort of turning things around a little bit. I will say that that's 1A. One would be the offense, 1A. Would be what Machado did yesterday to just light a fire.
Talking about a total series changer.
It was. It was. And this offense just cannot get out of their own way. Now, again, I'll give respect on the other side of the diamond. I will. But I also do know that these guys are far better than what the offensive numbers say. It's Kane and it's Yelich and it's Zeus. Has anyone remembered what Jesus Aguilar was the first half of this season? One of the best hitters in all of the game. Not for a week, not for a series or a road trip. The entire first half. Just domination out of Jesus Aguilar. Coupled with the MVP, Christian Yelich. And throw in the savvy veteran Lorenzo Cain. And the leader and the experienced dude. And former MVP and Rookie of the Year, Ryan Braun. And Mike Moustakas. Bringing all the jewelry into this NLCS. That is where this turned. It's the offense, and they need to get it right, or they're gone. Back against the wall game now on Friday night. Want to get your reaction here on the Brewers' 5-2 Game 5 loss in L.A. as they now trail 3-2 in the best of 7, 414-799-1250. Go back to yesterday. A couple of questionable moves by Craig Counsell. Roll it into today. Great move on the Miley, then Woodruff, and then in the fifth. I think also you have to go to the third inning. I do question once Lorenzo Cain had the RBI double in the third, second and third, one out, one in, Clayton Kershaw, that dude's a tough customer. You allow that guy to settle in, he's going to get you. And he did.
Future Hall of Famer for a reason.
Christian Yelich, not much to complain about for him. Did you want to steal a run right there? Did you want a free run right there? I think you had it. Oh, just push it to the left side of the diamond.
Well, you are also then taking the risk of what happened to Chase Anderson out in San Diego, of Brandon Woodruff trying to slide in and bouncing his head off the plate like a basketball.
Slamming his head on the plate. Yeah, that could have happened. But I would have trusted that, you know, maybe he gets in there easily if it were a bunt there. Then you're up 2-0 right there. And again, this isn't hindsight. Not for me, it's not. Because I wanted it at the time. That's what I wanted. Every run is so damn precious in these things. Still, you didn't have a runaway game here. You didn't have a runaway game in a 5-2 ball game. You didn't. Things did get a little loose and sideways when you got greedy going to Woodruff for another rack in the sixth inning.
Yeah, that's where it gets dicey. That's where it all comes crumbling down, really.
And you had an opportunity to be up 2-0 there. And again, I know what you're going to say and what you're thinking. That's Christian Yelich right there. Here's the final coup de grace on just the Christian Yelich situation. Coming into today's game, after an out in his first at-bat, he was in that second at-bat, and that's the one I'm referring to here in the third inning. Second and third, one out, a one in, a 1-0 Brewers lead. He was 9-for-19 off Clayton Kershaw with a couple of walks and two home runs. That's what he was heading into that. So I understand that. But I also know that sometimes playing for a run kind of kicks another team back on their heels a little bit. Even one run. Even playing for a run. Goes back to yesterday, leadoff double in the seventh, in a tie ball game, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you feel about coming back home on Friday? I still feel pretty good. I do. Backs against the wall. This team has shown a lot. A lot of heart, a lot of bounce back ability, a lot of resiliency. And we'll see what happens on Friday. So you can comment on that, as well as Craig Counsell's moves in the last 24 hours. It's tough to question him, but that's what we do. Guys make mistakes.
Right. That's why we're here to look at how games can change on a different dime. And there have been some moves in the last 24 hours, like you said, that could quickly have changed the outcome of these last two games.
You pitch into Bellinger last night. I mean, you wanted him to chase. I get it. But the risk, he said the risk was worth the reward? No. No. That was wrong. The risk
was being tied 2-2.
Was losing the game. That wasn't worth any. It didn't play there. That excuse didn't play there. Now again, I love Craig Counsell. I think he's getting better as a manager. I think he's made some mistakes in the last 24 hours. That's me. What say you guys? 799-1250. Art, we've talked all season long. We've talked for, I don't know, 10 years or more. Your thoughts here after the Brewers' 5-2 loss?
Well, you know, let's not ignore the offense. Okay, so before I make these comments, I understand the offense has been brutal. And so, but I also, you know, Tim, this isn't just Craig Counsell. This is when a coaching staff and an organization plans, it's not one guy that plans, it's a coaching staff, and there's a lot of heads that get together, and you try to, you know, hey, listen, there's a lot of opinions that float around, but who's our number one pitcher?
Chacin.
Okay. So let's go back to Chacin's last four starts. He beat the Cardinals. He gave up one hit. He beat the Cubs. He gave up one hit. He beat the Rockies. Okay. He gave up three hits. Mm-hmm. And he then beat the Dodgers.
Given up, I believe, two hits.
In 21 innings, he's given up two earned runs. He's got a 0.80 ERA in his last four games. And we're in a situation where apparently we're running the risk that our number one, who's thrown lights out in the last four games that he's pitched, may only pitch 5 1/3 in a best of seven series. And I'm sorry, Tim, that's not good planning to go, well, you know what, we're banking that it goes seven games. And it may, and we may have Chacin, but if it doesn't,
right,
and we're looking back on this series and going, we used our guy who's our best starter, our ace, who's on fire right now, and we may only use him 5 1/3 in a best of seven series. I'm sorry, that's not good planning. But
that's
hey,
a great
I hope
point.
I'm optimistic.
That's a great point, Art.
Really good point.
You are banking on seven, and I'll trust that it will go seven. We'll have the conversation if it doesn't. How about that? We'll meet in the middle there, Art.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But it is a really good
because
point.
Because when you do look at Chacin's numbers, he's been as clutch as you could possibly be in this stretch and starting the biggest games of the year for you and clinching twice to get you to where you were in home field advantage throughout the National League playoffs.
I will say this. A little forward thinking with our friends at Forward Financial Partners at FFPWI.com. We'll say this, that I do feel pretty confident in Miley Chacin, 1-2 punch, 6-7.
No doubt.
I do.
Especially now with Miley, whatever today was, that ultimately turns out to a bullpen day. If you look at it as he would stretch out into his normal rest to go on Friday.
In a do or die game, because that's what these are now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go with the bullpen day. You just sort of tried to get by, and it almost worked. Art's right on the Chacin, and certainly we've been discussing the offense, too. Not innocent in all of this, as the Brewers are down 3-2 in the best of seven after a 5-2 Game 5 loss here. And getting your comments, getting your reaction here, Craig Counsell, and then your outlook moving forward here into Game 6 at Miller Park. Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey here on The Fan.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's drive of the game. Driven by Acura of Brookfield. Check out the all-new, redesigned RDX models in Brookfield at 191st and Bluemount.
Yeah, getting your reaction after a Game 5 loss in this year's NLCS as the 2018 championship season does move on. Let that settle in. I know.
Yeah. No, it's not over.
I know we're a little disgruntled here.
It's kind of sad. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there was, some pretty decent mojo going there, and they're going to have to do a good job to get that back, and you can help as fans.
But you're still going up against Kershaw. I mean, Horvat and I were talking about this during the game as he was talking me off the ledge. You were going up against Kershaw. How many times did you really think you were going to be able to tag Kershaw in this series? You got him in Game 1 at your place. He comes back in Game 5. I mean, the dude is a 3-time Cy Young Award winner. You had to think that...
That he would be on
in Game 5 in a pivotal swing game like this.
So you scrape and scrap and scrounge for runs. I mean, maybe that's what Craig Counsell's learning. It's just not all cookie cutter and throw the template out there offensively and just think there's going to be crooked numbers all across nine frames.
But if it is does play into some of the effect of what we talk about with the decision not to bunt, where... The question can be of how effective are your players at bunting? If you believe that Counts is learning something here, when we go to Maryvale next year, we'll see a lot more bunting practice.
Maybe.
Then you would know if that was an issue for him.
Maybe. And players may take it upon themselves to go ahead and do additional practices for bunting. And I don't know. Maybe. The game has changed for sure. And you play this same series, 20 years ago, 15 years ago? And maybe you would have seen a lot more of that.
Oh, absolutely you would have. How about this one? This is from Jay on Twitter. Yelich and Aguilar got to be benched.
Oh, jeez.
I don't believe so. Yep. I don't believe they should be benched. I think they believe that they should maybe have BP tomorrow.
You win a prize. Yeah. You get the prize. Drive of the game was the third inning, an RBI double from Lorenzo Cain to give them the lead in this game. And you're thinking, hey, man, third inning, they're up. Just start chewing up a few outs because that's what you do. You're out-getters. And then it works. And Woody's just spinning and winning and racking.
Brewers need to win two games at home to go to the World Series, where they were a National League best 51-30.
Mm. Yeah, 799-1250, 2 West Bend. We say hello to Jeff. Jeff, you're on The Fan. Your reaction.
Hi, guys. First of all, Timmy, I love your show, and Baby Tosh, you're doing a great job as Tim's co-pilot. My question to you guys is the inning where the Dodgers had runners on second and third and Machado was up, and Counsell intentionally walked him. Why not beat him then?
Oh, man.
It wouldn't have cost us anything. He would have been on first base either way. Why not throw the beanball at him right there?
He did get tagged earlier in the game.
He did get drilled. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but that was really not a drill. That was a little baby tap.
Yeah, that's true. And, Beanball war. We did have someone on our staff tweet beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
Beanball. No, it's bean. Bean. It's been bean for 100 years since the late
1800s. You were
1800s.
There.
Yes, when I was in high school in the 1880s. All right. Yeah. No, we thought about it too, and we actually talked about it, Jeff. It's a good point. We did talk about that during the game, that if the situation came up where first base was open, or you set up a double play, or you love the matchup, maybe that's the time to do it. And they chose not to do it, obviously.
Right. I think we can come back and win the next two. If we win Friday, we're right where we want to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you just thanks for the call,
that's
Jeff. Thanks
point.
For the compliment too. If you'd have said it at Maryvale Baseball Park back in late February, that the Brewers would be in the NLCS in a Game 7 at home. One win to go to the World Series. Oh, man. Come on, you'd take that.
No doubt.
Everybody would take that. So that's the situation they're in heading into Game 6. To get there, they're going to have to get this win. And I feel okay about it. I really do,
I mean,
guys.
If you do want to say, talk about planning, you've said it that you have your two best guys going in your best situation, your best opportunity to win at home.
Make it a madhouse. Those of you with tickets, make it a madhouse on Friday night.
Brewers did their job going out to L.A. I mean, I know these last two games are tough to swallow, but they stole home field advantage back, so they're sitting right where they should be.
Really, the narrative here tonight after a 5-2 Brewers loss in Game 5 of this year's NLCS, the narrative would be Craig Counsell and his decision-making the last couple of days. It's okay that the dude makes a mistake once in a while. I'm not saying that he's a bad manager in any way, shape, or form. Guy's going to make mistakes. He is. He's not going to admit it. He certainly wouldn't say it, not to me or anybody else. However, he does, just like every manager, want to pull back a decision he's made. There's no question. And then the other is the offense. It is the offense. Guys, where did the offense go? Tip your cap to the other guys. Pitching's been good. Maybe it's game plan. Maybe it's the Brewers' offense, squeezing the bat just a little bit, not being loose enough. You tell us, 799-1250. Vincent, our buddy in Anaheim, what's happening?
Hey, man, what's up? What's up, man? It's disappointing because you lost to the damn Dodgers. I don't like the Dodgers, you know. As a Giants fan and an Angels fan, so I can't stand them over here. But it's all good, man. You know, our backs are against the wall right now. I wish we would have got two games in L.A. Honestly, that's what I really wanted. Yesterday was, you know, the offense, man. Like you said, the bullpen lasted yesterday's game. Offense kind of let us down. This game is a little bit of a mix, the offense and the bullpen towards the end. But, hey, man, you got to keep your head up. You always play. It's the best of seven, so you got to get four games, man. So,
you
hey,
do.
Our back's against the wall. You're over there in Miller Park. You're at home. Don't let Yasiel Puig and the Dodgers celebrate on your home turf, please.
Oh,
let's
man.
Go, Brew Crew, man.
Yeah,
hey,
Vincent,
man.
I heard your team out there in Anaheim, the lease ended for the Angels.
Yeah, I heard that, man. Yesterday I got bad news, too. I was like, man, I was hoping y'all could have cheered me up with a win yesterday. Hey, it's up in the air. They're going to play with one last season next season, but I think they're just trying to negotiate. I think Art Moreno, he's a money guy, so I think he wants more money out of there. Hopefully they don't leave, man. If they leave, man, that's our team, man. It's Anaheim. You know?
Yeah, hopefully things work out for you, Vincent. Thanks, dude.
All right, Brew Crew, man. Keep your head up. Don't give up, man. It's the best of seven for a reason.
You got it. All right, there he is in Anaheim, listening on the radio.com app.
That's got to be a tough taste.
I've said it before over the years, Billy, that I can't imagine. I mean, imagine yourself being one of the biggest Brewers fans this side of Denver. That all of a sudden there is no Brewers. They moved to
There's
another
no team.
City.
It's gone.
Like the Braves. It happened right here in town. I couldn't imagine. I don't know what I'd do. I really don't.
I don't think you would be here right now if back in, I don't know, 97, 98, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you would be here if the Brewers were no longer in town.
I don't know where I'd be, what I'd be doing. I'd be doing another nonstop block of rock on some rock station.
I don't think you would be here.
Like on the face of the planet?
I think you would have died out of just pure sadness.
So this is, okay, a broken heart? Died of a Brewer broken heart? I could see that. Come on, that's my quarterback. 799-1250 Kenny. beer count Kenny. What's up, dude?
Oh my God, where do I start? Can I get like about 4 minutes today?
No.
Yeah,
okay.
40 seconds.
Yeah, 40 seconds. Lovely. Here's the deal. Front row Amy and I need to be sitting in there with you to turn this thing around. But after that, you gotta have offense, guys. You know, the Vince McMahon stunt tonight by Counsell was outstanding. But the bottom line is, you had bases loaded, and you didn't get it done. At some point in time, can we stop playing different guys at second base and just leave Travis Shaw in there? And one other thing, it's time to maybe sit Aguilar down just for one game. Put Braun there. Put Granderson in right field. The guy's a veteran.
I've thought about it.
Bust out. I know. He's yep. waiting to bust out, and it's not happening. We need offense.
Who's up? They're going to be up against Buehler here, I would imagine, one of the next two games, right? Is that right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I don't know. Granderson, that dude has been coming through. And I'm not saying go to Domingo Santana or anything, but maybe a few extra at-bats for Granderson somehow, some way.
One other thing. When you look at the way things have been going, right, this series should have been a 4-0 sweep. Now, I get that Council is trying to change the face of how things are done with low-budget teams. But my goodness, at some point in time, you've got things going in your direction. Let's keep them going in our direction. But we've got to have our four horses at the top hitting consistently. We need offense. The pitching staff has been lights out.
Yeah, they do.
You cannot ask more than what you got out of Woody today. You got to help these guys. Come on, offense.
Yeah, it can all be solved and fixed to a degree with a victory.
Bros.
All right, with a Brewers victory on Friday night. Everything can feel better, and I think it can happen. Make it a madhouse. Heffelfingers, our boy over here, Raleigh Heffelfingers, has some numbers for us.
Here we go.
And it's the three acquisitions. Now, again, I'm not picking on these guys. The party's not over. All haven't gone away, as Journey once sang. Let's get Heffelfinger in here. And
right.
I had him look
Step
up numbers
up.
In the NLCS for the three acquisitions, experience and talent of Kane, Yelich, and Mike Moustakas in this NLCS through five games. What do you have?
It's not great.
Shoot.
Yelich is 3-for-20 on the NLCS, 150 average for the series. Lorenzo is the best of the three with a 250 average, 6-for-24. Moustakas is 2-for-21 with a .095
wow.
average.
Yeah, see, and again, though, that's tough pitching over there. So that
mm-hmm.
Okay, so then there's two reasons. There's two reasons why you play for a run. More. Yeah. You're never going to survive unless you get a little crazy here. Two reasons why you should split hairs and take a run when you can get it, even though it's non-conventional to today's baseball. One would be they're tough on the other side. That's Clayton Kershaw mm-hmm. over there, man.
When Future you can, Hall of Famer.
You can get a run. You can get an extra run. Get it, because you may not have a chance to get another one, and they didn't. Then the other is how you handle your own bullpen once you get a slim lead, a one-run lead, a one-zip lead, a 2-1 lead. Then the bullpen management takes an entirely different outlook. Two reasons. Tough to get runs anyway. Because pitching is good at this level, this deep into the season. And the other is, once you do have the lead, then you go with your hogs in the back end. Tough. It's tough, but we'll survive. And we are a little crazy. More on The Fan next. Oh, but we're never gonna survive.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score. Brought to you by Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports.
5-2 Brewers fall here in Game 5 of this year's NLCS. A tough one. They're down 3-2 in the best of 7 now, headed back home.
Coming home. 51-30, baby. I'm turning the tide. We've been too sad.
I feel good about Friday night, guys. I do. They're at home. They're a great mm-hmm. team at home. The best at home.
Especially when it's not during the day.
And I want Manny Machado to receive the absolute worst ovation he can possibly imagine.
Oh, man.
And I know we're going to give it to him, right? Now, don't be crazy about things.
Oh, so you don't want to chant, Anything mean?
Yeah, nothing like that.
Horvath used to be a good trash talker back in the day, so, running the student section.
Yeah. I've never actually been in the student section because I'm an athlete, unlike most people. But so real quick, I have an idea of what I want to do for Machado. We got to make T-shirts. We got to go up to Miller Park and just taunt the hell out of him for 9 innings, just get in his head. I'm going to sit right next to Amy, and I'm going to get after him.
And you'll be between
Marlins man. Seat.
No, you'll be right in between the two.
Okay. I will fight Marlins man. I tweeted at him the other night. I'm not happy with Marlins man. He is on my list right now. But what I'm going to do is my goal is to get Machado so upset, so pissed off, that he flings a bat at me or he comes into the stands, he hits me.
I never
work again.
It's possible.
Sit at home.
Our entire
and just
Vegas trip could be paid for at that point.
It should be covered. Hey,
we'll stay at Caesars.
Get to your calls here. Nice. Craig Counsell's decision making or lack of offense. I think Brandon Woodruff was outstanding today. I do.
He was brilliant through five innings.
They pushed him just one more. They pushed him just a little bit too far. 1-1 game in that fifth inning. I don't know what more you wanted out of Brandon Woodruff right there.
It was like three plates of Thanksgiving dinner, and you're looking at it like, man, I really want to go for that big slice of pumpkin pie. I really do. There's whipped cream on it, and
it's just
cinnamon. Right. And
let me squeeze in Ralph here before we get to the numbers.
On, Ralph.
Ralph, you're on the fan. How you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good. Hey, I got three quick points. I want to hear your questions on this. Do you agree with totally 100% Counsell's positioning as far as making the move in the first inning with that, where maybe at some point Jeffrey should have been available? Point two, what is wrong with Yelich? What do you think that could change once he gets back home? And three, if you're Counsell, what can you tell the team on the plane as far as don't worry about this, we're good to go? And I just want to wait and hear your answers.
Yeah, I think the I don't know if the win one for the Gipper speech is even necessary. These dudes know where they're at. They know that they lose, the season's done. They get it. I don't know if that is quite necessary. I think maybe a relax kind of conversation
for sure.
On the plane tomorrow. I understand that they're going to fly back tomorrow, not tonight. So maybe chill out in a lounge somewhere. No clubbing or okay.
I mean, but you can get in the lounge spot of the club.
Yeah. Yeah. So that part, Yelich, there's really nothing that can be done. You trust him to go out there and you just feel at any moment he's going to flip the switch.
Feels like he's about to barrel a couple of these balls up.
And then
just missed a few.
I didn't quite understand the first question was Jeremy Jeffress and the Wade Miley pull after one batter. I loved the move. I loved the move of Dan Jennings, the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we want to talk about JJ, you and I both brought it up that it would have been a spot that you used JJ all year long until you moved him more into the closer role towards the last 2-3 months of the year. Was he comes in the biggest spot of the game. The biggest spot of
sixth
the game
inning.
Was there in that sixth inning. There were two on, and you were still tied at one.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been that
one out at that point, I believe.
Would have been the position to use him in right there. And then you'll deal with Soria and Cedeno and whatever. I mean, there's a chance Josh Hader could have gotten in this game. That's how one run can make a difference. You wonder if they're up one zip into the seventh inning. You get through that sixth inning. That's where the greediness came in my estimation. That Woodruff gets you through five of one-run ball. Maybe you squeeze out a run. You're up, and then you go to your hammer. I just love the move, the Miley move. I do. I like it a lot. Now, that being said, our first caller tonight brought up a point in which I hadn't really thought about, honestly. Had you? In the NLCS, then your guy, Chacín, was just going to get potentially, now this is potential, what, 4 1/3, 5 1/3 innings?
Yeah, 5 1/3 innings pitched. That was really all you were slating him up for. And when looking at those numbers that he brought up, the last four starts, he's gone 21 innings, given up 2 earned runs, and pitched in 4 of the biggest games that you've had this season.
In 7 years.
You clinched twice. you clinch a regular playoff spot, you clinch the division, and then you hit the swing game. In game three of the NLCS, you take a series lead on the road, and the way it slates, it's nice, but it is tough to question because you did need him. You needed him to start that game in Chicago.
You
and
did.
It all kind of cycles down from there after you sweep three games in the DS.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did need him in Chicago, and it paid off. It did pay off with why you're coming home here. That's how that paid off, with coming home right here in Game 6. Inside the Box brought to you by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. Did you say there was a final in the Bucks game?
It's a final, 113-112.
They do not cover the 2.5.
Bucks win. Survive in Charlotte.
There you go.
Led by what, 20 at halftime, Horvat?
2018 championship season off on the right foot for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Typical NBA, man. Like I always say, you want to be down about 20 at half, and then you make a run.
Well, how about that strong defense? John Henson taking Kemba Walker all the way to the rack, forcing a tough shot with the right hand. And
unreal, dude. I had him 2.5-point favorites, and the Hornets are down one with 24 seconds to go in the game, and they hold and play it out pretty much for the final shot. Rather than rushing one up to give me the foul, you know, and cover the 2.5.
Of course.
But whatever, okay.
You're always thinking in that regard.
But more importantly, as we look at the chase for Giannis Antetokounmpo's first league MVP, Giannis, 24 points, 18 rebounds, and 8 assists tonight.
Nice. A lot of assists for the Bucks here tonight. Good ball movement. So
you want to talk about betting Horvat? That's the dagger right there. 5-1 odds for Giannis to win the MVP.
Yeah, that's good money. He's got a legit shot at that. 799-1250. Sean leaving Dodger Stadium. Sean, I feel your pain, man. We all do, but the Brewers are coming home for Game 6 on Friday.
They are coming home, Tim, and I've been at all three games here. It was great when I was leaving Coors Field and calling you guys. I was on a high, but leaving Dodger Stadium right now, it was a little tough taking the chance from the Dodger fans, but we'll fly the flag out here in California, keep the positive juices going. But, hey, a couple of points. One, with Yelich, you know, is it possible? I mean, he's just putting too much pressure on himself. He's in his head because this is L.A. This is, you know, we heard a lot of stories, you know, about him and his hometown coming home and playing in Dodger Stadium. You know, is there something going on there? And then the second question I have is around Aguiar and – where is Coles? You know, it seems like when Aguilar is starting to slump a bit, this happened in August, you know, and it's happening now, it seems like he's forgetting that he's a great hitter when he decides to go to right field. You know, when he shortens up that swing and goes to right field. Where is Coles? Who's looking at this swing and trying to get in his head and change a little bit of that swing?
No, all right, and I appreciate you calling in from both Denver now and L.A., listening on the radio.com app. Hey, man, keep the faith. There's Game 6, and I feel pretty good about it. The deal with Yelich, I think, yeah, that would be the easiest answer, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that comes at the top of the list, regardless of who's pitching over there. That's secondary. I know they're good pitchers on the other side. But first, it may be Moustakas played a lot in L.A., played a lot at Dodger Stadium. Yelich has played in Dodger Stadium as a youth. Ryan Braun has played.
Just a change outside of Dodger Stadium to go in after his own games.
Yeah, Ryan Braun has played at Dodger Stadium many, many, many times. It's probably a number of things here. But, yeah, I would think it's probably himself and to a degree, guys, baseball, too. I mean, you're going to fail 7 out of 10 times. A tough time to fail, though. The timing's not good on that. 799-1250. A few questionable decisions from Craig Council, for sure, from my seat. How about you guys? We will hear from Craig Council coming up in just a bit. Continue to get your reaction. Brewers now down in the best-of-7 series, 3-2, but coming back home, Game 6 on Friday. 2018 championship season begins and ends. Where does it end? Your thoughts next here on The Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game?
Let's find out. The Scoop from the Skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 12 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need, before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Okay, this one hurts. It doesn't hurt like last night, because last night was sudden death. It was doom.
Yeah, there was no time to, like, swallow the pride and eat it down a little bit.
Yeah, this one you kind of felt things.
I could have had a sandwich before, once I knew this game was over, calm myself down. Maybe a little mint chocolate chip ice cream, settle the bowels a little bit.
Maybe, yeah. All right, let's get to John before we hear from Craig Counsell. John in Manitowoc. John, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, or good evening, Tim. How are you doing?
Good.
After watching the games the last few days, they obviously have a problem with hitting. And I'm thinking to myself, because I saw this happen a couple of years ago at a baseball game, I wonder if it isn't maybe time for them to try playing some small ball. Because all they're doing is swinging for the fence and striking out, swinging for the fence and striking out. A home run is nice, but sometimes it's only one or two runs.
Yeah, well, it always is.
And get some people on base and run it around. The reason I say this is because this. Let me tell you what I saw last year. I was watching a game last year on MLB, and it was the St. Louis Cardinals at Miami. Going into the top of the ninth inning, the Cardinals are losing 7-0. They started playing small ball, and they put up 11 players, 11 batters, 11 hitters in that inning. They put up 11 hitters. They scored 8 runs. Not one was a home run. They were all singles and doubles, and they just kept the train rolling. And they ran a ton of runs. They won the game.
When you do have a pitching staff like the L.A. Dodgers,
yeah,
doesn't it say then that you have to take advantage of every situation you have, right? Instead of the clock is ticking on the window, guys. You can't afford the luxury here. Once your back is against the wall here, you can't afford the luxury of waiting for the crooked number inning, waiting for the 3-run home run, waiting to string together 3 of 5 batters, get a hit to get something going. You have to seize the moment, take advantage. And they had a chance, I think, to do that yesterday in the 7th and had a chance to do that. Now, it's debatable here. This is just me, today's game. Thanks, John. Today in the 3rd inning. That part of it with Christian Yelich up, he manhandles Kershaw in Lifetime. That's debatable. I'm just saying what I would have done, and that is it is Clayton Kershaw. It is a guy that can settle in and put up goose eggs and just fly across frames of scoreless baseball. You're up 1-0, runner at third with less than 2 out. There were second and third, 1 in, 1 out, and Christian Yelich, the NL MVP, at the plate. I'm okay with it. I can understand the other side saying, hey, man, you just play that thing out. Let it play. Not me. Not against Kershaw. Not at Dodger Stadium. Not when momentum is huge. You saw the momentum swing. You could feel the momentum swing 5th, 6th inning, couldn't you? I wonder what the momentum would have been. Christian lays down just an opposite field bunt. Just flings it down the left field.
Then the catcher grabs it.
It could happen, sure. It could happen. And then we're saying, what are you doing there? That's Christian Yelich.
That's the MVP.
Yeah, no, I get it. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. I play for a run in the playoffs because it's hair splitting. And we see how close these games are. We want to get in one more here before it counts.
Sure, let's go to Gary quick.
Gary, you're on the Fan.
Tim, I am so close to doing it. I don't want to, but that hashtag is at the ready. And you want to ask where the momentum has changed? I really think it was back in Game 2 when you had Jeffries in and gave up that 2-run shot to Turner. I really think that's where this series changed, where we could have honestly been up 3-1 at this game, and it could have been an elimination game. And I am not believing right now, man. I don't know how they're going to pull this out, because good pitching beats gimmicky pitching, and that's what showed up tonight.
You just wait. Let's, Gary, check back with us on Friday night, all right? Once you start feeling the energy, see, that's what I'm waiting for. I can't wait. I've not looked forward to a Brewers baseball game this much in a long time. This will be a party, and not your party song, not your party. If you tune in after the game on Friday and you're hearing this particular song, something bad went wrong. Something is awful if you hear this.
It is a good tune, though.
It's a great song.
Great song.
No. And what he says there is the party is over, all have gone away. Yeah, no, I don't want to hear this song Friday night. That would be sad. So, let's not do that. No, I feel good.
Hey, there's some bright news today.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to feel better about yourself, Tim, and feel better about overall the entire situation of everything going on right here?
Sure thing.
Mike Wickett just followed me on Twitter, so we have that going.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mike.
There it is.
All right. Let's hear from Craig Council. He'll address a myriad of issues. That's a little harsh. Not
that
a lot
sounds rough.
No. Yeah, it does sound rough. But he'll
answer all the second guessing.
Yes, which is, that's what we do. Here's Counts.
We'll start with Tom to your right, Craig.
Craig, was the plan all along to give Miley just the one bat and then switch off to Woody and then maybe come back with Miley in game six?
Yeah, that's what we were going to do all along. Wade is going to pitch game six. If we went down 3-1, we were considering having Wade pitch this game. Other than that, this is kind of what we're decided we were going to do.
And to your left in the third row.
Craig, does it feel like you guys are heading back to Milwaukee having missed on a pretty good opportunity here?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, we were unable to score enough runs, really. I mean, I think that was the bottom line of the three games here is that, we gave ourselves a chance through, obviously 12 innings yesterday and 6 innings today to try to, to put ourselves in a good spot. And we just, they've done a good job of holding us down offensively. We pitched really well. I mean, Woody pitched as we got everything from Woody that we could have asked for. I mean, he was outstanding. He was really, really good. We gave up some runs late, but obviously we got to do a little better job offensively.
First row,
Craig, how would you describe Kershaw's evolution from game one to game five? What were the biggest differences that you saw?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a classic case of he executed a lot of pitches today. He didn't execute in Milwaukee, and he executed today. I don't think it was a vastly different game plan. It's simple execution.
Barry right up front here.
Hey, Craig, why the subterfuge? Why not just put Woodruff out to pitch the game and prepare Miley for game six?
I don't know what subterfuge means.
Well, you're smart enough to know what subterfuge means.
Can you explain it to me?
The sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. They're trying to get matchups. We're trying to get matchups. They're a very tough team to get matchups against.
Yeah.
And we were able to get Woody some matchups.
In the second row, Adam.
Craig, and having Woodruff go a third time through, that has not happened that often with your team, especially lately. Can you explain sort of the thinking there? Was it a reflection of what you had in the pen today or a reflection of how he was throwing or sort of both?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say both. I mean, I don't think through the first five innings that you could see anybody throw the ball better. It was five innings. It was as good as we've thrown the ball for five innings. I felt good about him going out there. I think he threw the ball well in the sixth inning. The hardest hit he gave up one hard hit ball and facing 23 hitters, I think. I think you'll take that from a guy throwing five and going through a lineup every single time you go out there.
do a few more standing on your right, Dave.
Craig, you mentioned with Woodruff, you know, getting all he could out of him. It seemed like it set you guys up pretty good with the plan. You got guys a couple days in a row rest. So how does that set you up for the weekend pitching-wise with what you're able to do?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're going back home, to me, in a position of strength. And that, you know, that's part of it. We're sitting in a very good spot, to me, going home for game six. And we have a great opportunity. You know, we've got Wade and Ulys lined up to begin the games. You know, I guess Ulys could be involved in game six if we need him. But we've got, you know, two starters lined up, and we've got a bullpen that's, you know, going to get a day off, and some of our key guys are going to get multiple days off and be ready to go into a two-game stretch where we can, you know, we can use them. So we're in a good spot, man. We're going home, and you know, I know you know, you're going to what if, and we could have captured another one of these games, but you know, we're still going home and have a chance with this thing and with a bunch of guys in really good shape. Yeah, that was our general thinking, yeah.
Standing in the back, we'll do two last ones, Mark.
Just two quick ones to your left. What have you seen just results, aside from results, in Yelich's at-bats? And also, did it feel like that was a critical at-bat there with Barnes? Because it looked like they had a pinch hitter out for Kershaw at that point. I think it was in the fifth inning.
Yeah, I mean, I think I thought that was probably the at-bat of the game. And you know, he made some great pitches to Hernandez and gets a strikeout, and you know, it feels like there's a path to get through the inning there. And really for Barnes, he just was rewarded with contact. You know, I think once they tied the game, you know, Kershaw was going to hit. We would have had a strikeout or a ground out, infield ground out. That's, you know, we brought the infield in and tried to be aggressive there. So that, I would agree that was the at-bat of the game. And I think that certainly, you know, we get to their bullpen and, you know, they got to do some work in the bullpen.
And I thought it was
so
that
changed things for sure.
Great question by our insider, Adam McAlvey,
no doubt.
There. When he asked if going to Woodruff for the sixth inning was really a representation of how Woody had been throwing the ball or the state of your bullpen. And Council's response was both. So there were some issues out in that bullpen then.
Yeah, so there were...
Just in terms of availability.
Multiple guys that were not available to pitch tonight. I mean, you think about Hader was pretty much definitely unavailable.
Probably.
Freddy Peralta was unavailable.
It seemed that way.
Corey Knebel, probably unavailable.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, so you kind of had to go through three times. That's a magical third time through the lineup, man. All around baseball, it's been proving to be not that good in Major League Baseball this year, the past few years, going through the third time in the order. We'll take a break. If you want to join this conversation, a rough one at Dodger Stadium tonight. The Brewers fall 5-2. They're down 3-2 in the best-of-seven series here in the NLCS of the 2018 championship season. How do you feel coming back home, back against the wall game at Miller Park on Friday night? We'll be back on The Fan. Yeah, we're still loving the crew. 2018 championship season. Welcome back. Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. 5-2 Brewers lose in game five of the best of seven. They're down 3-2, headed back home on Friday night. I don't know if I've ever looked forward to a Brewers baseball game. This one's up there.
Oh, for sure. This is opening day feel to me.
This much, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, this is a biggie. I think it's just going to be a party. And make it so at Miller Park. Hey, Christian Yelich, a lot of conversation about Christian Yelich and his numbers in the NLCS.
Yeah, but the guy in front of him, Lorenzo Cain, who, you know, provides two hits today, he has also been struggling mightily.
He is. Let's hear from Lorenzo Cain.
I had some better at bats today. You know, all four at bats, I felt better. You know, took some great swings. Didn't swing at too many bad pitches today. It always can get better. But today was a better day than the last two. We'll try to stick with that and move forward.
Well, you watch Yelich be so good, too.
Yeah.
Do you think they're just doing a good job of pitching, or is there anything you can tell Yelich to keep his head up?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a tough game, you know. Like I said, when you see him, you know, just flat out dominate all year, and, you know, he's been struggling a little bit. But we expect him to bounce out of it. You know, we've all been struggling, so it just hasn't been him. It's been all of us, so we got to find a way to.
Well, collectively, just how close do you feel you guys are to putting it together as an offense or putting together those big
front
numbers?
Honestly, we haven't been close at all. Honestly, I mean, one run here, two runs there. It's not going to cut it against the Dodgers. I can definitely tell you that. So I go home, regroup, and hopefully come out here and, you know, put up five or six runs.
Lorenzo, when did you know what the plan was for Wade today?
No, I did not know. I caught off guard. I'm not sure. Anyone else on the team knew, but I didn't know.
If another team did that against you guys, would you think it was stretching the etiquette of baseball? Or do you think this is just the way
it's playoff baseball. You got to find a way to go out there and win. You know, at the end of the day, you got to win the game. So if switching pitchers, you know, in the first inning or after the first batter, if that's what you need to do to win, you do it. So like I say, they've been doing a great job as far as pitching. And as offense, we just haven't been getting it done.
What was your reaction center field when you saw
Council
come out of the dugout
after one batter? I knew we had Woody, you know, as a possible guy to come in, but I didn't know he was coming in that early. But like I said, he's done it a few times. You know, we use the bullpen a lot, so you know, he's trying to find a way to get the job done, find a way to win.
Lorenzo, Kershaw was very reliant on his breaking stuff today. Did those pitches stand out to you?
Yeah, I mean, he was his normal stuff today. When we were facing him at home, you know, he was missing a lot of spots. But today, he was spot on, dotting up, cutter in, cutter out, breaking ball in the dirt. You know, his normal self, Kershaw being Kershaw. So we just didn't get to him.
Yeah, there's a little.
They got to come into your house now, and if they're going to they're gonna advance, they got to beat you guys at your place.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd is going to be ready. We're going to be pumped. We're going to be ready to go. So it's about going out there, getting it done on the field.
All right, there he is, Lorenzo Cain, and he's right. The offense needs to get it together. It's the volatile nature of strikeouts and home runs and the offense that is today's baseball. That's what happens here. Because you're so susceptible to going into a little bit of a funk when it's all or nothing. Mm-hmm. I understand that's what today's baseball is, or at least leaning toward. When you get the contact hitters, the on-base guys, when it's rolling hot, man, it's rolling hot, and you're flying high. You're putting up crooked numbers all across frames. But and when you're facing tougher pitchers, I think that's when we start splitting hairs, too, as fans. We start saying, hey, man, what's with all the strikeouts? Well, we weren't saying that when the Brewers were scoring 7, 8, 9 runs a game and a couple of 3-run homers in a grand slam in a particular series. That's tough. Volatile nature of offense. We will, I think, touch base real quick with Chuck Freeman. We're going to hear from Christian Yelich coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey here in the International Hyundai West Dallas Studios. NLCS, Game 5, it goes to the Dodgers. Dodgers now take a 3-2 lead. Brewers coming back home for a Friday night affair against the Dodgers, needing a win or they're out. Backs against the wall for Friday night. Tim and Tausch here on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes post-game update as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by AdamDeputy.com. Ready to get inside a new house? Go to AdamDeputy.com. He gets deals done that others can't or won't.
We band together as Brewer fans to keep the faith, man. That's what we're going to do. It's not done yet. They're coming back home down 3-2, yes, but going into Miller Park on Friday night. Man, I feel okay about it. I do. And let's check in with Chuck Freeman in L.A. Chuck, a tough one, the Miley situation early, and then just the offense scuffling.
Yeah, you know, that whole pitching, the way they go about their pitching rotation had no effect on just how poorly they were offensively again today and 2 days in a row. And it's been a repeat problem, repeat offender for these guys all season long. Lack of clutch hitting, runners in scoring position, leaving boatloads on base, Although, you know, today they had a couple of opportunities against Kershaw, and when you get those opportunities, crying out loud, you got to cash in on them. You do. I mean, this is championship. We're in the championship round, man. They are in the championship level round. So when you get to this level, Alan, as you know, I mean, there's no, you can't do some of the same things you might be able to do against the San Diego Padres, man. That's a good team over there, and you got to take advantage of every opportunity, and they have it the last couple of nights.
On the plus side, Chuck, after last night, you know, Kane gets robbed by Bellinger on that sliding catch, and obviously that sparked them as well, and Bellinger goes on to do what he did last night and was at the top of the order today. But a couple of hits from Kane tonight, that's going to be big because you're going to need him. Obviously, 22, you know that you're going to need that bat. But for Lorenzo Kane to seemingly start finding it, he had been atrocious earlier on in this series.
Yeah, and speaking of atrocious, let's throw out a couple of numbers at you guys. Christian Yelich batting 150 in the series. Mm. 150. Jesus Aguilar batting 222. You ready for Moustakas?
Mm, no.
95.
Mm.
Kraft is at 091, but I'm not expecting. I'm expecting my stars to shine. Braun is batting 238. Kane at 250. I'm expecting my stars at this point, who've carried me throughout the season, to get a hit once in a while. None of these guys are hitting. I mean, I just gave you those batting averages, and it's an atrocious batting average. They're hitting 219 for the National League Championship Series. They're hitting 219, and they're only down 3-2. Go figure.
Yeah, well, with the window closing, I don't know if offensively you can sit back and just wait for your guys to get right. I think there has to be a little additional strategy and maybe to play for a run or two where normally you wouldn't. In a series like this, it's short-timers now.
Would you consider, Alan, let me throw this off you, would you consider shaking up the lineup at all for Game 6?
I don't think so. I think it'd be more strategy. Yelich in the third inning. Let's say that this situation comes up again on Friday night. One in, two on, one out, Yelich at the plate. You just read the numbers. Why not put one down and grab a run, go up 2-0 in a ball game?
Okay, I could buy into that. But this offense shouldn't be nickel and diamond teams. It should be this team is good enough that they should be hitting better than they are. Now, if you look at the Dodgers, too, I mean, the Brewer pitching has held the Dodgers to – they're batting just 220 in the series. But as we saw toward the end of that game, you know, the Dodgers are looking to bust loose a little bit. Are the Brewers? That might be a different story. But, I do think you got to ride some of these guys who got you here. Yelich is too good of a hitter to be hitting 150, and you can't put all the pressure on the pitching staff that they have done all season long.
I
thought Brandon Woodruff guy has gone out there and just pitched his heart out. I thought Woodruff, man, if you can get that out of Woodruff, 5 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, I'll take that every day from him. And the rest of the guys, I mean, Story had a rough outing, but for crying out loud, those guys have been doing the job all season long. It's time for the offense to pick it up. But Tim, you just said it. Maybe it's not just going to happen. You got to find a way to manufacture runs somehow.
You bet. Hey, Chuck, nice job out there in L.A. I know the hours were crazy last night.
Brutal.
I know that. But you know what? It just seems like a holiday when it comes to this NLCS. It really does. You sleep when you're dead type of feeling. And I know that Billy got home late last night. I walked in my door at 4 a.m. I think Billy was after that, 4:45, and I know you did an all-nighter, and so great job. And hopefully this station will be represented in Houston or Boston next week.
Yeah. You know what? We've seen it happen, Tim. Guys, Tim, hey, it happened to the Brewers in 1982 against them. They went to St. Louis, up 3-2, and lost games 6 and 7 in St. Louis to give them the World Series. We've seen other teams. We've seen this many times, where a team has gone down 3-2 and have come back home and have gotten fat and gotten right in one game 6 and game 7. You know, I think of Puckett in the 91 World Series hitting that home run for game 6 and then beating Atlanta in game 7 the very next night in a terrific game.
What a great World Series. What a great World Series that was.
This series is far from over, Alan and Schmitty. This series is far
from over. Get it to 7. Make it a madhouse. Make it a party at Miller Park on Friday night. Chuck, travel safe, man. We'll see you when you get back.
Thanks, dude.
All right, fellas.
All right, there he is, Chuck Freeman, Chuck and Winkler in the morning, doing our job at Dodger Stadium. All right, Brewers down 3-2, best of seven. They're coming back home on Friday. Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show. Going to be a party doing that show. I've got a wedding, so you're on the pregame show.
I will be.
We'll both make arrangements to be right here in the International Hyundai West Dallas NLCS Studios and hopefully talking about a Game 7 the following day. We'll meet you here Friday night and talk Brewers baseball on the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. Thanks to Chuck Freeman and for Ryan Horvat and our boy Evan Raleigh Heffelfingers. He did a great job.
He did. He's the best, man.
He is.
He's
all
better right. than just you. Typing away. Way better than me.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm the fourth member rated here.
That's right. You're down the pecking order here. Yep. All right, you guys have a great night.
Right after Wells.
Despite the outcome, they're in this thing. We'll get them on Friday night and smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.